through our records and take what it wants from our income, we will have only as much freedom and take-home pay as the politicians condescend to let us have. First, I have to tell you how the Word of God never ceases to amaze me. It covers every facet of life known to mankind, from how we are to live before our Creator, to how we are to treat each other, and how we are to address every situation that pertains to everyday life, and yes, even taxes. Now, before I get started here, lest one attempts to pervert my words, for the record, I'm not a tax protester. I'm simply just tired of the lack of accountability and reallocation of my tax dollars being spent where I have not delegated my representatives to disperse them. Charlie Reese was a former writer for the Orlando Sentinel in Florida for over 40 years, and when it came to his taking a last stand in confronting the establishment government, he named his last column, 545 people are responsible for the mess, but they unite in a common con. Now, keep in mind, friends, this column was originally published on February 3rd, 1984. He wrote, "Politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. Have you ever wondered why, if both the unconstitutional parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, are against deficits? Why do we have deficits? Have you ever wondered why, if all politicians are against inflation and high taxes? Why do we have inflation and high taxes? I'll get to this in just a moment. You and I don't propose a federal budget. The president does. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote in appropriations. The House of Representatives does. You and I don't write the tax code. There isn't one, as a matter of fact. The Congress does. You and I don't set fiscal policy. The Congress does. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does. 100 senators, 435 congressmen, one president and nine unelected, might I remind you, Supreme Court justices, 545 human beings out of 325.7 million are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. And why? I add, because the American people tolerate it. He goes on, "I excluded the members of the Federal Reserve Bank because that problem was created by the Congress. In 1913, Congress delegated its constitutional duty to provide a sound currency to a federally chartered but private central bank. I exclude all of the special interest groups and lobbyists for a sound reason. They have no legal authority. They have no ability to coerce a senator, a congressman, or a president to do one cotton-pitting thing. I don't care if they offer a politician $1 million in cash. The politician has the power to accept or to reject it. No matter what the lobbyist promises, it is the legislator's responsibility to determine how he votes. Don't you see now the con game that is being played on the people by the politicians? Those 545 human beings spend much of their energy convincing you that what they did is not their fault. They cooperate in this common con regardless of party, which again is unconstitutional. What separates a politician from a normal human being is an excessive amount of gall. No normal human being would have the gall of Tip O'Neill, who stood up and criticized Ronald Reagan for creating deficits. The president can only propose a budget. He cannot force the Congress to accept it. The Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2, gives sole responsibility to the House of Representatives for originating appropriations and taxes.
If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, He is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, a lot of people complaining about what's going on, obviously concerning the issues that we face today. One of them is that we're being taxed to death. As a matter of fact, we had a young lady call from Kentucky last week and talk about how they're using our money and reallocating it to bureaucracies that are aimed at the people that are working to put the money in the tax coffers in the first place. And I said, you're exactly right. And I told her that Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, was the one that was responsible for saying the power to tax is the power to destroy. That is exactly right. And guess what's happening, friends? I mean, you see all these omnibus bills and all the money that's being reallocated to enemies without and enemies within. And it's just over the top. And again, it goes back to the very definition of the word treason. And if you look at Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, you're going to find out that that is a big no-no. The penalty for treason is death, friends. But yet it continues. So we're going to be talking about you're being taxed to death. And folks, it's pretty insane, to say the least, concerning how you're being taxed on the way in, on the way out, everywhere you go, you're being taxed. Even if you're non-taxable, like a church is, that's us, right? I'm a preacher. I'm ordained locally, domestically, and I'm ordained internationally as well. And if you look at IRS publication 557, what does it say? It says that churches aren't non-taxable, but yet look at them being taxed. And in so many different ways, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does, because when you look at Matthew 22, verse 20 through 22, what does it say? And Jesus said unto them, who is the image and superscription? Who's on the coin? Who's on the money? Who's on your currency? And they say unto him, Caesar's. Then saith he unto them, Jesus speaking, render therefore unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. And when they heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. Okay, so there is a difference, friends. Again, the government is to lay off the church. But aside of that, I just wanted to highlight the fact that we are a ministry. And again, according to IRS publication 557, we are non-taxable. But I want to tell you as well, before we get going on the show, friends, that I'm not a tax evader. I'm not a tax protester. And I'm talking about there is lawful tax. Now, the successive tax, yes, I got a problem. That's why we're doing the show today. So therefore, if you want to see us on social media platforms, please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. And if you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic, 281-845-4704. Again, that number is 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because that is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I just want to go here. You guys all remember that snake, Harry Reid, the traitor, Harry Reid? Yeah, it's interesting because he was being interviewed on income tax. And again, if you want to just hold to the IRS code, did you know that there is no such thing, or should I say this, friends, that paying income tax in America is completely voluntary? You heard me right. Did you know that we live in a voluntary tax system? Let me ask you something. What happens if you don't pay your taxes? And again, I'm not a tax evader. I'm not a tax protester. I pay all of my due taxes and then some, believe me. And I'm as frustrated as many of you, as if you are out there that are listening and watching even now. But again, we live in a voluntary tax system, and I want you to see this video. This is Harry Reid being interviewed about the voluntary tax. So let's just go there and make the show out of the topic concerning we are being taxed to death. Check this out. It's pulling up right now, friends, as you can see on social media platforms. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Who has now resigned, or retired, I should say. Is taxation voluntary? That's the question. So let's go to the interview, and here we go.
Trying to argue that governmental action is not forceful, Senator Harry Reid claimed that income taxes are voluntary. If the government is in the business of forcefully taking money from some people in order to provide welfare benefits to others, how will the people whose money is being taken feel about the government?
Well, I don't accept your phraseology. I don't think we force people.
Taxation is not forceful?
Well, no.
It's voluntary?
In fact, quite to the contrary. Our system of government is a voluntary tax system.
Oh, if you don't want to pay your taxes, you don't have to?
Oh, of course you have to pay your taxes. But
well, the government will force you to pay, or okay, they'll fine you or imprison you.
This guy's talking out of both sides of his mouth, and this is exactly what I wanted you to see, because I'm also going to bring up an IRS commissioner, former IRS commissioner, who is interviewed by the late Aaron Russo. And when he's asked the question, he starts to basically curse him in Italian, telling him that there is no code. So this is a totalitarian system of government on so many different levels. Okay, let's go back to this interview with Harry Reid.
We have a voluntary system. The fact of the matter is that if when you pay your taxes, you see, in many other countries it's not voluntary. For example, in many countries, the government makes sure that your employer takes out every penny. Many countries don't file income tax returns.
We have withholding here too, don't we?
Pardon me?
Withholding?
With some programs, yes. But I'm talking about in some countries. European
He's trying to get you to
example.
Follow his blind lead, Matthew 15:14.
There's no need to.
He's a snake.
Your employer takes all the money.
That has no idea
That's
what he's talking about.
That's voluntary and involuntary
but
system.
You
can't cheat and not pay your taxes.
Right.
But I don't accept your phraseology that you forcibly take money from somebody else and give it to you know, that's the way it is on any program.
Can the taxpayer...
Did you hear what he was saying, folks? He was trying to say that you can't just do this, and then all of a sudden he catches himself. He said you can't just take money from, what he was saying, from the American taxpayer and give it to programs that you want, and then he stops in the middle of it and he says, well, that's how the programs work. This is a politician. It's a double talk. The guy talks out of both sides of his mouth, and then he wonders why he gets shot at from both directions. You've heard the story. The man that wanted to please the Northern Army puts on a Northern soldier uniform on the top. He also wanted to please the Southern Army. So what did he do? He put on Southern pants. What happens at the end of the day? He gets shot from both sides. We're going to come right back to this because I want you to see again that we live in a voluntary tax system. And Harry Reid is saying just that. But he says, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0 800-844-7747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Okay, so I'm about halfway through this interview with Harry Reid, former leader, as they call them. We have a representative government. We don't have leaders, friends. Our leader is Christ Jesus and no king but King Jesus. Which falls under common law in Article 6, Section 2. So I have no idea why they're calling him our leader, but that's what they call him, the Senate Majority Leader. Okay, I get what they're saying, but again, I want to make sure people understand the semantics that are being played out here. We don't have leaders, we have representatives. Again, go back to the Declaration of Independence. Let's go back over to this again, because I want to play this out, because I want you to see it for yourself. This guy is asking the question to Harry Reid, do we have a voluntary tax system? And then he says yes, and then he says but, and then another question comes forth, and then he says yes, and then he says but. But this is a politician, friends. Again, now I want you to understand too, speaking of semantics, we don't have politicians in office. We're to have statesmen in office. Those are the people that are there to uphold the law. You know, the enumerated laws found within, to fight off all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So help me God. You know those guys? Yeah. So it's really kind of demeaned itself into another definition to politician, which is kind of a slang word now. Okay. So let's get back to this politician, Harry Reid, again, asking the question, paying income tax in America, is it voluntary? And again, he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. Listen to this.
The program is the same. We take money, we forcibly take money in your phraseology.
But your phraseology, look at how he's set against the people he's supposed to serve.
I was with it. Put people in the army.
Can the taxpayer decide not to pay his taxes if he wants?
He can not pay his tax. He's subject to civil and criminal penalties.
They'll put him in jail.
Okay, so again, he was asked, do we live in a voluntary tax system? Harry Reid said yes. Then the question was asked again. Okay, in between was a different question. Now he's going back to the original question. And then he said there's going to be civil and criminal penalties if you don't pay your taxes. Why is he confused? I want to tell you why. Because there is no tax code. You guys all know Federal Reserve in 1913, how it's unconstitutional. You know what they did, friends. They held everybody in this country, the federal government did, usurping its authority over the state government. By the way, that's why you have the 10th Amendment, to bar them from what they're doing today and what they've been doing over the last 13 years? Yeah. But if Americans knew the Constitution and they were the law to enforce it, they wouldn't be in the predicament that they're in today, where your omnibus bills are given away to foreign countries and your enemies without, friends, and within, concerning the bureaucracies that they have created without your delegated authority. That is un-American. That is un-American. That's fascism, friends, is exactly what it is. So let's get back over to this. Let's see what Harry has to say this time in his confusion.
Force against him. He pays, everybody pays taxes under threat of jail or fine, under threat of force. In other words, you are forced to pay your taxes. Whether you fill out your form voluntarily or whether it's withheld by your employer, you don't have a choice on whether you can pay taxes that are going to be used for welfare programs. You can't make that choice.
Well, but the reason our system is called a voluntary tax system, and I recognize, you know, that ultimately you can't cheat in your taxes, but we have many provisions in the law they don't have in most countries. We have deductibility.
Notice how he compares us to America or to other countries, America to other countries.
We have deductibility for certain excessive expenses as it relates to...
He's not putting it up against the Constitution, friends. He's putting it up against other countries. Again, he's using the floor as the standard rather than the law that keeps us free.
And that's why you're not forced to pay certain taxes. There are ways, if you decide to buy a home,
you can decide not to pay taxes in the United States.
I really don't understand what you're trying to get at. The point of the matter
because
is
because you objected to my phraseology. You said that you say that the government isn't forcefully taking money from some people to provide welfare benefits to others, and in fact that's what it's doing, because all taxation is forceful. It's backed up by physical force. If you don't pay your taxes, the government will intervene with you forcefully. So you don't have a choice. It's not voluntary. You can't decide not to pay and not suffer a consequence. If you don't pay, you'll go to jail. Well, you're forced to pay.
You don't go to jail. Some people go to jail. There are all kinds of civil penalties.
If you don't go to jail, but some people go to jail. You don't know why the American people are confused? Again, this guy doesn't know what the law is because there is no law. This guy doesn't even know what the Constitution is. Neither does the modern-day politician, and the American people are confused. I can tell you why you're confused. Read Daniel 9:7. It's called confusion of faith. And the reason you're confused in faith is because you've left off your God. Really, that's what it comes down to. That's why I continuously make reference to Hosea 4:6, where it says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." So let's take it to the next step. Some people will say, well, yeah, Harry's a little messed up in his mind, Bradley. Let's go over to an IRS commissioner, Sheldon Cohen. Now, this one's like 10 minutes long. I'm not going to play the whole video, friends. I don't need to go that long. I just want you to see how he continuously, through this disputation, is because of what it becomes, where he just resorts to talking in another language and basically swearing at Aaron Russo. No joke. So why don't we just go ahead and jump in on that conversation and see how this goes concerning paying an income tax as well. Okay. This is all extracted from the Freedom to Fascism video documentary. Okay. Go ahead and check it out. Okay, in 1913, America was a free country. This is for those listening. Then a band of powerful bankers achieved their father's and great-grandfather's goal. America has never been the same. Now, they consolidated power. That's why we have three branches. Check and balances, right?
Yeah. You have to call my message machine.
Hi, this message is for Aaron Russo. This is Anthony Burke at the Internal Revenue Service. Let me suggest some people that you might want to think about talking to. One would be Don Alexander, who's a former commissioner who's here in town in Washington. Another would be Sheldon Cohen, who is both a former commissioner and former chief counsel. All of those guys, I think, could answer your question about, you know, where in the tax law it says that you have to pay taxes.
Wow, good news, I thought. So I called Sheldon Cohen because he used to be the IRS commissioner. He wrote the tax code, and he was also general counsel to the IRS. He is a true expert, and I couldn't find a better person to answer my questions. He graciously agreed to my interview.
The reason I'm doing this documentary is because there are many people in America today who believe that there's no law that requires them to pay an income tax or file a 1040. And there are many people going to jail for it, fighting over it.
The Internal Revenue Code is authorized by the 16th Amendment.
I think it should be clarified. I think government should be transparent to the people. Why doesn't the IRS commissioner sit down with them and just explain it in clear English? Why?
I don't think they really care. They don't think. I think they're just playing word games.
You don't think they're sincere people?
They don't really care. They're just playing word games. It goes back to semantics again, friends. You're going to be pretty amazed, friends, as to what this all comes back to, but I've already said it to you three times.
No, I don't think they're sincere people.
What does voluntary compliance mean?
And why does the IRS code say it's voluntary to comply, not mandatory?
That's a word, euphemism. We use euphemism. Voluntary compliance when we talk about traffic signals. Most people, at 2 o'clock in the morning, do you stop at a red light?
Yeah.
Is there a cop there?
Sometimes I don't.
Well, I do, and most of us do. Most of us do.
Right.
But that's voluntary compliance.
That was a complete perversion of logic.
Okay, perversion of logic. This is what you're dealing with, friends. Just so you can see for yourself and hear for yourself concerning this individual, this former IRS commissioner, and he just got done saying, Aaron Russo, of this IRS commissioner, that folks, this is completely untrue, what he just got done saying.
Traffic laws state that it is mandatory to stop at a red light. The IRS code says it's voluntary to comply. Mandatory and voluntary are the complete opposite of each other. Yet he wants us to believe that they mean the same thing.
So can the government criminally prosecute somebody of information put on their 1040?
Yes.
Right, so doesn't that violate the Fifth Amendment?
No.
But the Fifth Amendment says I don't have to do anything that incriminates myself.
Well, it doesn't incriminate you to put your income down.
But you said before I could be put in jail for it.
The commissioner wants us to believe that although the IRS demands that you fill out the 1040 and you can go to jail for it, that they are not violating your Fifth Amendment rights of self-incrimination. That is absurd.
Isn't it true that the word income is not defined anywhere in the Internal Revenue Code?
He's getting angry, folks, is what's happening.
The law says that the government has a right to tax income from any source.
Okay, so again, here we go. Just like Harry Reid, Sheldon is doing the same thing. His name is Sheldon Cohen. He's doing the exact same thing. He's saying one thing, but then he's playing the other side of the fence, which gives them a free hand arbitrarily to act whenever they feel so.
At the Sons of Liberty,
we'll be
right back. In the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground. Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. I want to give you a quick heads up, folks. We're going to be at the Oakwood Grand Hall in Portage, Indiana, 2100 Willow Creek Road, October 5th, 2024. If you'd like to book us, we've got several inquiries working on us right now. Now's the time to do that. We go out a three-month window, and then we pick it up again. If you'd like to book us, that number's 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in, a lot of you people seem to be very knowledgeable about this as to what we're highlighting today, talking about being taxed to death, because you are. Go ahead and give us a call, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Don't wait until the last minute, okay? Why people do that, I have no idea. Let's get back to Aaron Russo. On the IRS commissioner, Sheldon Cohen, talking out of both sides of his mouth. It's all confusion by design. You do need to understand it gives them arbitrary power. And if you want to know, going back in another point off this same trunk of the tree, if you want to know why Andrew Jackson was famous, he was famous for actually breaking up and decentralizing and eventually dissolving the Bank of the United States of America, where they meant to consolidate power the way that they did it less than 100 years later, concerning the Federal Reserve Act, which, again, it's completely unconstitutional. There's nobody that can say otherwise. And when you go over to Scripture, if you would like to check that out as well, that's probably more important than anything that we're talking about here. But when you do look at the Scriptures, friends, you can clearly see that, again, this is all confusion by design. That's what this is. Go to 1 Corinthians 14:33, because God is not the author of confusion. And I want to give you the definition of confusion before we step back in with the confused Sheldon Cohen, former IRS commissioner, speaking with Aaron Russo. In a general sense, confusion is a mixture of several things, promiscuously, okay? Hence, disorder. Disorder is the definition. Irregularity. It's unconstitutional. It creates tumult, a lack of order in society. Lack of order in society. They keep people questioning themselves. And see, this is what you're seeing right now with Aaron Russo questioning Sheldon Cohen is exactly what the American people need to lay to their said representative government. Where, first of all, in the IRS, do you have any constitutional authority? There isn't one. And if there is no basis for them to be there constitutionally, why is it that we're having this conversation saying, where is it that we're supposed to pay these particular taxes, namely income tax? It's already gone too far because they don't have a constitutional authority. Hey, folks, what I'm saying, the burden of truth lies on them, just like the politicians when they're pushing all this unconstitutional communism through this totalitarian system of government, trying to tear down our laws and create a new world order. Ask them, lay the burden upon them to prove the very existence of what they are constitutionally establishing. Because if they can't, it has no place. It's null and void. It is nugatory. That's why it's important to do what Aaron's doing here by just asking him the question. And you can see Sheldon here, friends, and I'm going to go back to this in just a moment, but you can clearly see Sheldon is looking around, pulling things out of his hat in hopes of answering questions that are completely, his answers are completely irrelevant to what Aaron Russo was asking him. So let's go back to this. We're talking about being taxed to death.
So, but the word income is not defined in the code. It just says income without a definition of what income is.
That's right.
Correct?
Yeah.
But there are many different kinds of taxes.
Well, look at the arrogance. Look at this smug joker, friends.
The code doesn't define it. If they're paying an income
because
tax.
Because the courts have all defined it.
Do you remember what constitutional attorney Edwin Vieira said?
The definition of income in the Constitution was given in the Eisner versus McCumber case. And it turns on gains or profits that are made from some activity.
So the Supreme Court has ruled income is not wages, it's not labor, it's gain from corporate activity.
I believe that a man's labor is his private property.
That's your view, but it's not the law.
The Supreme Court's...
That's not your view, but it's not the law. The guy doesn't know the law. You want to know why he doesn't know the law? Because there isn't a law.
Even said your labor is your private property. When I go to work for somebody, it's a trade. It's an even exchange. I do some work, you give me some money.
Okay, we're giving court precedent here in definition so you can see for yourself.
In 1916, we had the Bruschaber case and the Stanton case. And the Bruschaber case and the Stanton case said that the 16th Amendment gave the government no new taxing power.
I'm not going to argue the niceties of that with you.
See, he's not going to argue it because he doesn't know it. And he has no lawful standing, once again.
Called Peck versus Lowe, where the Supreme Court said the 16th Amendment did not extend Congress's taxing power to any new or accepted subjects. In other words, if you weren't taxable before the 16th, you weren't taxable after the 16th.
Today I interviewed a juror. Okay, I was sat on a case. And they found the person not guilty. Lack of filing, okay? And I asked her why they found him not guilty. And she said because the IRS couldn't show us the law that made him liable to file a 1040.
All they need to do, if there is a law, is to show us the law.
Exactly. See, so it comes back to the simplicity of all that I'm talking about right now, friends. This is why... What's happening, this is absolutely beautiful what's going on here, because this applies across the boards concerning what the federal and the state governments are doing today. Just explain the law, define the law. I'm here to tell you, Americans, it's not law. So then why are the people complying? Well, if you go back, let's just go back to the pandemic over the last 4 years, right? Isn't it interesting that the federal and state judges came out and said what the governors are doing throughout the United States is completely unconstitutional? As a matter of fact, it's a violation of the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Okay? Did the people listen to what the law said, or did they listen to the tyrants because they didn't want to be demonized and they didn't want to be picked on by the mainstream media? So when the Bible says that the fear of man brings a snare in the book of Proverbs, that's exactly what the American people fear. It's exactly who they serve, and it's the politicians, and they serve their fear, and that's exactly why they're in trouble today. These people are trying to show you that they have no lawful standing. So then why are people complying? And again, I'm taking this across the boards. We're talking about being taxed to death. This is Aaron Russo in his documentary, Freedom to Fascism.
They never did.
And the reason they didn't do it was why?
Because there is no law.
Title 26 requires you to file a return.
But doesn't Title 26 have to be in compliance with the Supreme Court decisions?
You're going to take a 1920
and by the way, the Supreme Court is not the final say. They are not the final arbiter. The Supreme Court merely discovers law, and it applies the laws that are already written. Precedent does not take precedent over the moral law, which is common law. Okay? The final say-so is their job is to make reference to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, referencing what his law says. Not what they think it says, not them to misconstrue it, not to them, not for them to legislate or to play the activist from the bench to play up to their favorite corporations that what you see happening on a rampant basis today in America. No, they're supposed to simply discover the law that a child understands and apply the law. Oh, and P.S., if they don't do that, Article 3, Section 1 tells us if they don't sit during good behavior, you impeach the Supreme Court unelected bureaucrats as well, and you prosecute them, Article 2, Section 4, Article 2, Section 4, impeach, and then prosecute Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. So they're proving, friends, that there is no law. And yet people are thrown in jail by the lawless. There's a real problem with this. And again, this just opens up a whole can of topics, friends, concerning what's going on in America. Hey, folks, this whole gay agenda, our laws condemn it. Why are they advocating it? Because they want to demoralize people. Because if they can demoralize people, then they can act arbitrarily. They can control at will, not according to God's law, but according to self. Okay? Why did they say abortion's illegal? Because they wanted to depopulate. They want to be able to control the masses, friends. So they need to kill off the people. And the people just complied with it. Oh, we can keep going on and on. This allurement of the illegals coming into America, that is the definition of treason. If the American people can't see it and define it for what it says and hold their said representatives accountable for treason, then guess what? You're going to lose your country. So let's go back to this. This is Aaron Russo talking with IRS Commissioner Sheldon Cohen, who is confused as all can be, only referencing what he thinks it says in his confusion.
Impose it on the whole Internal Revenue Code that was written after it? No, that's not.
I can't believe what I just heard. Rewind.
You're going to take a 1920 case and superimpose it on the whole Internal Revenue Code that was written after it? No, that's not.
Remember he said earlier the Internal Revenue Code was authorized by the 16th Amendment?
The Internal Revenue Code is authorized by the 16th Amendment.
Remember, the Supreme Court said the 16th Amendment did not give the government any new taxing power. These decisions have never been overturned. Let's listen further.
Can the lower courts overrule the Supreme Court?
No.
How are they putting people in jail today for not paying a tax on their labor when the Supreme Court said they don't have to?
Doesn't the IRS code have to be in compliance with the Supreme Court? That's my
question. This is a waste of time.
See?
Well, let me just, whatever I say, you're not going to believe.
He's right.
He's not going to believe it because it's not there. And Sheldon Cohen can't make reference to the Constitution that says it's there. That's the problem Sheldon's having. That's the problem the American people are having with the IRS as a whole. Again, friends, no constitutional authority whatsoever, as Commissioner Sheldon Cohen is demonstrating at every given step and at every given question proposed to him.
I don't believe him, and neither should you. He wants us to believe we should obey the IRS code, which is being enforced in violation of the many Supreme Court decisions.
Okay, so the law that doesn't exist, friends, is being enforced against people that don't comply with the law that's not there. That is arbitrary. That is dangerous, but that's what's in play. We'll be right back.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together.
I like that music.
Through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Cool. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take Matt from New Braunfels, Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Matt?
Yes, sir. Mr. Bradley, I was listening, and I wanted to try to point people in a direction where they could get more information, good information. And there's a gentleman by the name of Dave Jose. He's on X at Dave Cares For You, at Real Dave Cares For You. I think he uses the number 4 instead of spelling it out. Anyway, he has testimonials from actual people who he's helped, and they've used real law, maxims of law, fundamental law,
yep.
And went sui juris and got their kids back, per se. Let's look. There's a rep by the name of Leah Cushman up in New Hampshire. They are single-handedly taking down CPS because it's unconstitutional. People are having their kids taken from them,
yep,
without a trial by jury,
yep,
and according to the law, having your children taken is an akin to a capital punishment.
Yep.
And so they're having to return children.
That's right.
And dissolve the agency altogether.
Amen, dude. Thank you for saying that, Matt. It brings capital punishment. That's exactly right. That is the statutes that the Lord established. When you steal or you kidnap, you can also find it over in 1 Timothy 1, starting in verse 7, 8, and 9, and it talks about just that. What is the consequence for stealing a child? Death. And until the American people get back to the Lord's statutes and start to teach these corrupt criminals and these bureaucracies that have been unlawfully created, it's going to continue on. But, man, that was powerful. What you just said, there's an anointing on it.
It all goes back to the Bible.
Amen,
it
dude.
All goes back, amen, to the Bible, and that's where Dave brings it back. The truth will set you free. That works today. You just have to know.
Give us his name one more time, Matt. One more time.
His name is Dave Jose. There's also another guy, Jaron Jackson. They both have Rumble channels. They are on fire. People, I mean, they got the audit in Arizona. Gabe was personally involved in that after all the lawyers failed. He went in with Real Law and got the audit there. He worked with the Trump team. So this guy has credibility. There were businesses that stayed open during COVID when we all thought we had to be locked down. He worked with these people. There's a gym owner. He has a testimony on YouTube. And all of his businesses across the country stayed open. He made more money then than he ever had. He used Real Law. Didn't have to follow mandates, codes, or edicts.
Matt, I got a question for you because, brother from another mother, you have an anointing on your life, sir. I'm just kind of curious. What do you do?
Well, I was in two back-to-back car incidents a number of years ago. The blessing in that is I refound the Lord. I'm not sure how it happened. I was watching a Hellfire preacher one night, and before I had a beer in my hand. Before I knew it, I was on the ground on my face, repenting and crying, begging my Savior to come back to me, and he had never left.
Amen.
And I'm reading the Bible more, and then learning about law and how this applies to the Bible directly to Jesus, and how if you know this stuff, you will be free. Nobody has you in chains. If you're a saved Christian, you are not in chains. You are not a slave. The Lord is your Savior, and nobody trumps that sovereignty.
Amen, dude. I totally appreciate you, guy. The Bible is clear what it says. To he who hath the Son hath life. This young man has an anointing on his life. If you take that over to 1 John 2:27 and Isaiah 10:27 as well, you'll see it right there, friends. Thanks for the call, Matt. That was really good, and I totally appreciate that. Those are the kind of calls we need here because it adds weight to the content and how to equip people to bring about the answers that they so desire. Let me finish this up. I got about 7 minutes left, and I gotta kind of like bring it home towards the end of the show. But let's go and see what the commissioner from the IRS, Sheldon Cohen, says to Aaron Russo. You need to see this, folks, because this is what they do when you confront them, when you hold them accountable according to the law. No reference to the law. The only thing that the recourse can bring is what? Name calling. Well, this guy had to do it in a different language. Let's go ahead and check it out.
You're making silly arguments here.
Why is the Supreme Court decision a silly argument?
Because it's inapplicable.
That made my heart stop. He just said Supreme Court decisions do not apply to the IRS. That's the behavior you would expect from a totalitarian country, maybe China or Russia or Cuba, not from America. They're just making up the law as they go along. Now I knew the tax honesty movement was right. The IRS thrives on intimidation.
Exactly,
fear,
exactly.
Not by law.
It's what the media does as
it's
well.
It's no different than a criminal protection racket, using force
extortion
to extract your money from you.
That's right.
Then the former IRS commissioner, now working at a prestigious Washington law firm, threatens me. Watch.
Listen.
Aaron, you understand Yiddish. Cornish to helpful.
For those of you who don't understand Yiddish, that means nothing will help you.
Just think about that, friends. What did he have to resort to? He had to say it in Yiddish, whatever that is. I thought it was Italian. I mean, this is the mob. It's blue-collar mob is all this that which we're dealing with in this country today. Just because they have a suit on doesn't mean that they're upright, friends. Look at the fruit of these devils. John 8:44, Matthew 7:16-20, once again. He threatens Aaron Russo. The former IRS Commissioner Sheldon Cohen said there's no help for you. This is how they're operating, Americans. He just told you. There is no law, but there's no help for you because you don't know the difference. Taxes land, taxes bed, tax the table at which he's fed. Taxes tractor, taxes meal, teach him his taxes are the rule. Taxes work, taxes pay, he works for peanuts anyway. Taxes cow, taxes goat, taxes pants, taxes coat. Taxes ties, taxes shirt, taxes work, taxes dirt, taxes tobacco, taxes drink. Tax him if he tries to think. Hello? Taxes cigars, taxes beer. If he cries, taxes tears. Taxes car, taxes gas. Find other ways, taxes to pass. Tax all he has, then let him know that you won't be done till he has no dough. When he screams and hollers, then tax him some more. Tax him till he's good and sore. Then tax his coffin, tax his grave, tax the sod in which he's laid. But these words upon his tomb, taxes drove me to my doom. When he's gone, don't relax. It's time to apply the inheritance tax. This is all coming to you, Americans, because you are tolerating it because of your ignorance. That's really what it comes down to. Accounts receivable tax. You ready for this, friends? I'm going to download you as quick as I possibly can. The show today is called Taxing Americans to Death. You are being taxed to death. So sit back, relax, and just think about what I'm sharing with you because I'm not making this up. Here we go. Accounts receivable tax. Building permit tax. You have to get permission from the government to build a building on the land that you own. So it's like them saying, everything we have inherited, and it's ours to give, and if you want to rent it from us, then this is how you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to give us your money. Because if you don't, what we'll do is we'll remove all that you have on our land. I know you think it's your land, but what we'll end up doing after we steal it all the way, then we'll throw you in jail. There is no law, Americans. I want you to think carefully as to what I'm sharing with you. There is no law. But they do it anyways. The CDL license tax, cigarette tax, corporate income tax. Ready? A dog license tax, excise tax, sorry. Federal income tax, federal unemployment tax. The acronym is FUTA. A fishing license tax. You want to know why this is going on? Because the American people refuse to govern themselves as under the Lord, period. What's happening? Their sin is finding them out. Numbers 32:23. I'm not done. A food license tax. A food license tax. A fuel permit tax. So you're paying taxes on the gas, then you have to have a permit, which is a tax, to actually buy the fuel that you get taxed on. A gasoline tax, a gross receipts tax, a hunting license tax. What are you hearing all of this? This is ours to give, and if you want to do this, you want to exercise your God-given right. That's why they never bring in God in the equation, because then you would understand that this is a representative government, and in this case, this is not American government. Okay, a marriage, you have to pay a license tax for your marriage, friends, a luxury tax, a liquor tax, an IRS interest charges, IRS penalties tax on top of a tax, a Medicare tax, a personal property tax. Just think about all those taxes that they're adding on without getting representation or delegated authority from the people to go ahead and do it in the first place. Look at they're reallocating that money to support programs that you never would have picked up. And by the way, our laws condemn. They're picking up them programs and they are funding them. That is against the law in this country. Going on, a real estate tax. A road usage tax. I mean, isn't that great when you land somewhere like in Florida? You know, your tax dollars built those roads, and then the said local government have the audacity to say, if you want to go ahead and use our road, then you're going to have to pay a toll fee. I mean, folks, what defines communism, where the state controls and rules the roost? There you have it. I'm going on, friends. Recreational vehicle tax, a sales tax, a school tax, a state income tax, a state unemployment tax, a telephone federal excise tax, a telephone federal universal service fee tax. I can go on for another 5 minutes, friends. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.